Shoft in Perek Yud Gimel Pasuk Chaf Beis. So Manoach and his wife brought an offering to HaKadosh Baruch Hu on a rock. Flames burst out of the stone and the Malach disappeared in the flames heading to heaven. This is not something the human eye would ordinarily get to witness. And Manoach and his wife both saw it and realized it's a Malach of God. Vayomer Manoach el Ishto Mos Namus. So Manoach jumps immediately to a conclusion. And he said, we will surely die. Ki Elokim Roinu. Because we have seen God. So we have seen a Malach of God. But Manoach is extremely frightened now that this means that they are not long for this world. We're going to die. And Vatomer Lo Ishto, his wife, who is always a bit more grounded than Manoach is, said to him, Lu chafetz Hashem laham yisenu lo lokach miyodeinu elo mincha. So number one, if God wanted us to die, if God wanted to kill us, literally, he would not have accepted from our hands the Karban Olah, the burnt offering, and the Mincha, the meal offering. Second of all, below her anu es kolela, he would not have shown us all this. And third of all, b'cha'is lo hishmianu kazos. Nor would he now, cha'is, at this moment, told us all of these things, informed us of all of these things. I have to be around for at least 9 months. The baby isn't even conceived yet, and then it has to be born. So it has to be that HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants us to be around to raise the child. Now, Manoach was part of a popular belief at the time that anybody who sees a Malach is going to die. Even Gidon worried about such things. But now, Manoach's wife tells him, no, we didn't see anything that wasn't intended for us. If we weren't supposed to watch the Malach go up, we would not have seen the Malach go up. He has accepted the carbon. We're going to have a son. We have to raise him. You asked for instructions. We were given instructions. Rather, we are going to publicize the actions of the event, of what HaKadosh Baruch Hu has told us. And not only that, Da'as Sofrim says that it was necessary for us and future generations to hear this story, to not judge Shimshon harshly, because there are going to be many things about Shimshon that might rub people the wrong way. His actions, his intents are not always clear. He married several women who were not Jewish. That's something that's going to be very difficult for people to accept or to understand. So there's tremendous things happening here, and we have to know that there was tremendous nisim involved in the news of his conception. Chaf Dalet, Vatelar Hoisha Bain, and so when the time came, the woman gave birth to a son, Vatikra es Shemo Shimshon, and she called his name Shimshon. It's interesting that it doesn't say that he called the name Shimshon, but that she called his name Shimshon, like the Shemesh perhaps, shining for Klal Yisrael. The name Shimshon, a unique sort of name having to do with his mission and with his purpose and with what he's going to accomplish for Klal Yisrael. And so, Batelo Yishovet Rosh Shimshon, Vayigdal Hanar, and the lad grew up, Vayivorechehu Hashem, and Hashem blessed him. Chafei Batochel Ruach Hashem Lefa'amo B'machaneh Don. And this is a unique phrase. Shimshon also can mean shamash, to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I was looking for it, I just found it. That he is going to be serving Hashem tremendously. But it's also the idea that he is going to be handsome and he is going to shine forth. The sun derives its strength from HaKadosh Baruch Hu as Shimshon did. Now, it says in this last pasuk, the spirit of Hashem began to beat within him, pa'amon, like a bell, to clang, like a ringing of the bell. His Ruach HaKodesh, his spirit, his Ruach Hashem, that always motivates Shimshon, did not come slowly and develop over time. It rang like a bell. It struck him right away. Also like a bell, the man always says, it might strike and then become silent for a while, and then strike again. Clang, clang, doing tremendous feats of strength and power, like the tolling of a bell. And this happened in the Nachala, in Machane Dan between Tzara'ah and Eshta'ol. Machane Dan might mean the camp or encampment of Dan. Some say it's connected to the story that happens later with Pesal Micha, later on in the Nach. Others say Machane Dan was a place within the area. It was north of Tzara'ah and Eshta'ol and not between them. That Machane Dan was in Shevet Yehuda's tribal holdings. But the beating of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's spirit is pounding away within Shimshon. And this is going to have a tremendous impact. Shimshon himself is going to do a bunch of pounding, as we are going to see. And this is the beginning of the Geula from the Plishtim, but not the complete Geula from the Plishtim, because that will continue even in the days of Shaul HaMelech and much later David HaMelech as well. And so, Shimshon now has a mission, and we'll see what it is in Perek Yud Dalet.